he's a pretty quick guy.
Is there? Can you compare the chemistry that you guys have compared to the chemistry that you and Ladder and Wills had at the end of last year?
Well, I think we did have chemistry together when we were with Ladd. I think it was a bit different. I think we'd spend more time in our end a bit, then we'd kind of go on a rush and get some scoring chances. Where I think right now we're playing more of a puck possession. We're cycling it a lot more. We're playing a lot more on the other team's end. So I think it just kind of. We were struggling with offense, so that's kind of why we had to switch up the lines a bit. And so it's going well now, though.
20-plus minutes last game. How much is too much for you guys? Is there too much?
I don't think any player is going to complain about getting too much ice time. So, I don't mind it. I've been getting more ice time than I'm used to lately, and, I don't mind it. I think I'm handling it pretty good, and, our line's playing well, so we don't mind going out there a bit more.
Brian, coach has said that maybe Kane being on your line has drawn out an extra speed in both you and Blake that maybe you guys didn't even know you had. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a bit fair. I think, if you ask me in Wheels, I think we bring out the best in Kane too. But, I think we complement each other real well. I think, Wheeler's been playing kind of the playmaking role lately. He's been, making unbelievable passes. And, for me, it's easy playing with those two guys. It's fun every night. And, we've been playing well together.
What do you expect now out of Washington with a different coach? They haven't really lit the league on fire. They did early in the season, but now they've picked it up a bit, but not as much as perhaps they'd expect.
Yeah, I think they want to be doing better than they are, but they're one of those teams that, even if they're not doing well, you can't take them lightly because they have the ability to, to beat teams, by a large score if they get going, especially if, we end up taking penalties. They have a really good power play, so... they're one of those teams that you can't take lightly, even if things aren't going well for them.
How much of an eye do you guys keep on the standings, given it's middle of December now?
A bit, it's getting close to the middle of the season, and we're still kind of on the outside looking in. So we've been playing better lately, but we still want points every night, and we're still trying to get into that into a playoff position.
Is it extra difficult when you've got, say, six or seven teams or four or five that are all tied with you guys or within one point? It's not only passing one club, it's passing three or four clubs.
Yeah, it makes it a bit more difficult, and it's a bit more competitive. But, I'd rather have that than, trying to chase a team that's 10 points or 12 points ahead of you. So, I'm kind of glad the standings are tight right now.